Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, welcoming you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the Animal World website. That's MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left, and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And you can check us out on Facebook, too, at Martha Norwalk's Animal World. And check out the great videos and stories and all that good stuff that I post there. Well, gosh, we are down to the last hour of the show. It is third Sunday of the month, which normally is Martha and Natasha Day. So Natasha Venter is here. You can check her out at her website, angelicclarifications.com. And Natasha, your website is available, but you and you're here, unless something weird or unusual or special is going on, that we need to do something else. So the third Sunday of every month, you're here. And you also do a regular podcast.
Yes, I do.
Every Wednesday is at 4 p.m., correct?
At 4 p.m.
All right. Well, please tell us about your podcast and how and where people can find it.
You can find Every Day with an Angel at 4 o'clock Pacific time on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter.
Oh.
And what I do is that I've been coming into a lot more knowings, this upgrading that we've been getting, you know, since basically, well, for the last several years, but really downloaded in the last little bit. I've been very tremendous in coming into who we are and what we're doing. And I know my last week I had a Jeff Brown on, and he's a client of mine that came through, and he's had some diagnosis of the 3D world, and yet he does a lot of meditation, astral projection, you know, a lot of the different things that people of the 3D world claim him as manic depressant and all these kinds of things. And he's just traveling and doing things. And so he's tried to have this understanding of what the brain and the body goes through while you're doing your spiritual awakening. And so with that, it was an interesting conversation about, you know, the aspect of how do you negotiate this world as you're going forward. And it's been really good. And so this week's conversation is going to be about continuing that with.
So different subjects and so forth. Mm-hmm. But it's every Wednesday, 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. You can access on YouTube, your YouTube channel, which is Natasha Venter AC. And use the same Natasha Venter AC, like for Twitter and all of the other stuff.
Instagram,
you
Facebook, and I'm even on TikTok. So I'm all over the place. And then I post 2-minute, 3-minute videos for supportive messages Monday through Friday.
All right. And Natasha is available for private readings.
Yes.
And you can reach her through her website, angelicclarifications.com, but you can also call her. Okay. Phone number 360-770-7486.
And you can text that number too.
360-770-7486. Call or text. Not now, she's on the radio, but you can call her after the show. All righty then. So that means it's, you know, Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and Talk with Your Animals, or whoever else you want to talk to and whatever else you want to know with Natasha. And phone lines are open. We do have time for more calls. If there's anyone out there that is anything you want to chat with us about, local number 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. And I'm assuming, since nobody's waving at me, do we have any phone calls? Or
somebody is coming through right now.
We're working on somebody's being So I guess we won't get started on a new conversation, but just so you know, I told you that Natasha had a new baby in her life, and that's, I think she's mentioned it before, because you knew that this kitten was coming.
Yes.
But now his name is Rocky.
Yes.
And he's a little long-haired tabby.
Yes, he
and
is.
And very cute.
I'm kind
very,
of prone
very
to think
cute.
So.
And how long has Rocky been at home with you now?
He came the Friday before Christmas.
Okay, so he's been around. And we're going to put Rocky back in the kitty basket and hold on, because
yes.
It sounds like we are ready to go to phones. Is that correct?
We are ready to take our caller.
All
and
right,
that
Nathan?
Is Kathy calling from Everett. Welcome to the show, Kathy. You're live with Martha and Natasha on Animal World.
Hey, thank Kathy. You. Welcome to Animal World.
Thank you.
What can we do for you?
My husband passed away very suddenly.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. I thought it was probably you.
Yeah.
All right. Kathy, and it sounds like I know it's emotional. Kathy and her boys, Corey and Cody,
mm-hmm.
Older boys, and they have two beagles. And I think we may have talked about them before, but Kathy's husband, Don, was older. So anyway, a very tragic story in this winter and cold. And without going into a lot of details, unfortunately, you know, he passed.
Yes.
And so because I'm working with the boys and their dogs and stuff, Kathy and I are becoming closer, and we
yeah.
talk more and stuff. And we were just talking last week or something, you know, and I said, well, Natasha's coming on. And because, you know, there's such turmoil around what happened. And, you know,
any death is an issue.
But this is particularly painful, and there's anyone. I said, well, how about, would you like to get a little read and talk to Don, and let's find out what's going on? And Kathy said, yeah. So, and is there anything else you want to ask Natasha or talk to Natasha about? But I'm assuming we want to tune in to Don and see how he's doing and what's going on, huh?
Yeah, what happens, and if he's okay.
Yeah, 'cause apparently he went missing for a while, and
yep.
that was the
yep.
and they found him, but he didn't make it. So it looks like Natasha's working on a connection here.
Okay.
Yeah. So what I'm getting is that this is pretty recent, and and I'm gonna let you know what I'm getting right now is I'm getting an overview of what happened. And I'm not gonna go into details, but at the same time, I want you to know that. He was not alone. I see angels with him. I see that he had an elder with him who was his, I get either a grandfather or a great uncle.
Hmm.
Somebody that was close with him that was father-like. And that he...
But that's past and on the other side.
These are, sorry, I'm in that mode.
No, but I know what you're... But I just want to make sure that everybody else knows that we're helping him with his transition.
Yes, exactly.
We're with him
during that process. I want you to know that he, in his soul form, did not suffer. His body... This is the thing that a lot of people forget about is our body has a different journey, and sometimes it's kind of primal and it's kind of a moment. But yet at the same time, though, our souls do not carry that pain and ache from that, is from my understanding, through most passings, unless that is a soul's experience that it wanted to have.
Right.
And I'm not going to say always, but, you know, there's...
No,
like,
it's exceptions to every
rule.
But
it's like 99.9% time.
Right.
But he, was he feeling, and I'm going to use this word, and I don't mean it to be, was he very discombobulated for a while? And Martha's shaking her head, yes. And so with that he loves you. He cares deeply about you. And this was such a personal journey for him that he lost track of everything else.
Mm. He what?
He lost track of everything else. It was such a it got to be such a personal journey.
Meaning while he was still in his physical body, the last periods of time, all he could focus on was himself. So the family was in the background.
Exactly, okay. Exactly. Okay. And so this,
and apparently he realizes that now, Kathy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
And wants you to know that he just it sounds like he couldn't do it any other way. That's all he could
Yeah, and
manage.
And when I say the word discombobulated, I see chaos in the mind. And when we get into that human chaotic mind, it's sometimes so hard to keep out of, and I'm going to call the word depression.
Yes.
And and so when we go into that rabbit hole of depression, it is literally a hole, and it's hard to see any light, any anything. And I feel that mode for him. And when I just get that he just went off. He kind of went into for lack of a better word, a trance or something, and he just...
Meaning when he wandered off and got lost.
He just kind of went into that...
He was in another place.
He was in another place, and I wouldn't say in another place, like I walk to different dimensions. I don't get that he was in another place that way, but he was in another place in his mind, and what I'm getting, and this is not necessarily a clean message from him, but I'm getting the overall message from the angels and from everybody that's surrounding him, that this is not something that, this is something that, God, the love that is for you. How do you say this when you know all this stuff is going on? You know, and this is on the radio, that, you know, you're in this moment where I know that it's hard to make sense of it. And I'm sorry that you're in that place, because where he was at in his humanness, you can't go there. And it's hard to understand. And my love is with you. And so you've got angels around you supporting you. You've got, I see different family members that have been sitting with the boys, giving them love.
Oh, from the other side.
From the other side.
Oh, cool.
Giving them love.
So you have company, Kathy.
Yeah, you have company. They are not going to be the company that drains your energy. They're going to actually be supportive energy.
Wonderful.
And
it sounds like you're saying that Don had that support and energy with him during this process.
Exactly. He was not alone.
So this wasn't like a horrific thing where he was suffering and
was
horrible
no.
and we have to feel terrible because he was, you know.
He was suffering in the mind, but because when I see him walking down, I see him walking and I see angels on all four corners around him.
Mm.
I see him being protected. He just was going through the physical human experience of this journey, and I am so sorry that you're witnessing this and you're having to live through this with someone who you loved.
But see, it's also important to know, I mean, because when we know this, it isn't the the end all be all help, but it's only the physical body that dies.
Yes.
The soul is eternal.
And you know a lot of this. I know you're very in tune way.
But it I don't know. I feel better knowing that Don wasn't by himself.
Mm-mm.
I mean,
he was
totally supported with angels and everybody, but also from his relatives from the other side, helping with that transition. And that now I know that in Natasha's not the only psychic type person or intuitive person that I've had on the air. I've had many of them over the years. One of them would say, Natasha, that when someone passed like this, she said for her, she could usually communicate immediately for a short period of time, but then there was a couple, 3 months where she couldn't really communicate because the soul had to do some work or something on the other side. And then she'd always say, call back in 6 months, and then we'll be able. So yeah. where are you able to get Don now to know what's going on with him?
I'm getting an essence of him. An essence of him. I'm not getting the soul of him because he did have a moment in his passing where he needed some extra care of his soul afterwards. And so anybody who has kind of that traumatic where they're having a struggle towards the end of their life, usually they do come in, the guides and the angels come in and they kind of take them and they put them in a very care, they walk
it's
with
like
them
a
in a
special
very
special place.
It's a very caring walk. It's a yeah. very caring uh-huh. walk. Like now my dad, who walked with one foot in this world and one in the other, he just uh-huh. walked over. He didn't need any special care. He didn't, you right. know, yeah, he, yeah. you know, even though he had loved right. ones around him, but he didn't, he
right.
just, he had an understanding. My mom needed a little extra care.
Yep.
And so with
so
that,
Don's one that needs
a
needed
little extra
care.
So I'm getting okay. an essence
so
of
him. So that's
him.
What's going on now.
Yeah, so okay. so that essence of him is that, you know, I feel that care, that love. He's out of his rabbit hole in his mind, and he's seeing the ripple effect, and this is not what he would wish for, yet at the same time it was the cause and effect, and he understands that. Part of it. Does
okay.
that make sense?
Okay, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and so it's that holy crap, what did I do? But at the same time, it's like, but what else can happen now? And he's so sorry because he knows that he did not set you up for success. He did not, you guys, you know, this is not something we planned for at this time in our lives, right?
Right, right.
I was lucky. Yeah. I had my parents who passed away at 56, so I was in my mid-30s, so I had plans
yes. yes.
for, yes. for the yes. for the doorway. But yes. My love is with you, my dear, and I want you to know that I see him. He is with family members. He's with angels. He's with guides.
Good.
He's with
Good.
Everybody.
And
I would say
the help and doing the work.
And
that
I would
he
say
needs
in your
do.
Home is just as busy. So it's a mirror effect that's happening to him. That's happening with you. And
okay.
I want you to know that you are so loved. And this is not. I'm not going to go into. This is not the right time to go into the bigger picture of what happened. But yet at the same time. If you want to know later when your grief is at a different place, that we can have another more conversation of in-depth of contracts and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, no, okay. To Kathy, I'll let you know, another client, a similar situation, mm-hmm. and worse than yours, by the way.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. And Natasha will know anyway. And,
yes.
And I ended up because I was close enough to her and that we did. I did a session and mm-hmm. I helped and stuff. But then I referred her to Natasha.
Right.
And I can't remember if you guys had an initial conversation on the air. Maybe you did.
We did.
But
for a
my
few
client
minutes and then,
ended up working with yeah. Natasha privately off the air, and she told me it's been phenomenally helpful for her.
Awesome.
Yeah,
so
I,
we'll make sure if you don't have Natasha's phone number, we'll give it to you before we hang up. You might want to talk to her off the air, Kathy, to get more of these details that. Because she filters out what she feels comfortable saying on the air and what she doesn't feel comfortable sharing on the air, but could share with you privately.
Yeah, and, but I want you to remember the grief that you're going through is life-altering.
Yeah.
And to honor yourself through it.
And it is a process you have to go through.
It is a process, and it is an emotion, and there's going to be times when you're so angry. And there's going to be times when you're so low in crying. And then there's going to be those times where you're laughing and you don't know why you're laughing so uncontrollably. That yo-yo is part of the grief dance. And honor yourself through it. And even if you have to, if you're driving down the road and all of a sudden you have this wave come over, just tell your grief. Give me a minute. Yeah. Let me get to the other side of the park of the intersection so I can pull over and let it out. The best thing you can do is feel.
Yeah. The worst thing to do is to, you know, try to pretend everything, you know, stuff and suppress the feelings.
Get angry.
Pretend you're okay.
Get angry. Yeah. My steering wheel took a beating when I was in my grief.
You got to feel it and let it out and process it. I'll tell you for you and anyone else that's listening, my favorite book that helps is called Good Grief rituals.
Yeah.
By Elaine Childs Gowell, Good Grief Rituals. Now, she's passed on, but you can still find the book. It's just a little primer, but it's the best book I've, and has actually takes you through the processes of grief, how you go through that, and gives you some tools to learn how to put it aside, mm-hmm. like Natasha was talking about, when you have to deal right. with something else. And it's just very, very helpful.
And I'm getting that your boys are trying to be stoic through this.
Yes.
Do they need to be encouraged to feel and let it out?
Yeah.
And so maybe do they need to grieve together, maybe?
Yeah. This is where even sometimes you can just say, you know, hey, guys, I just feel that there's a lot of emotion in this house. Can we light a candle? Mm. Can we light a candle mm-hmm. for our grief, for our sadness, for our missing, for our wishes, things that were different? Can we just light a candle and add some light into our life?
Mm-hmm.
Or something like that. You know, this is the thing that our males in our family try to stay stable through a lot of this. And yet our young ones, they need to cry.
Yeah.
And it's not your responsibility. I want you to say it's not your responsibility. But if you can be vulnerable enough to say, let's be vulnerable, it's going to help them.
Yes.
And now that you say
that,
I can feel that because I know them all now, you know.
Yes,
but now that you say that, I can see it completely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So I'm getting chills. So, but I say that they got family members. So if they come up, you know, you can say maybe, hey, are you feeling somebody? Did you feel somebody in the house last night? I kind of did. Or, you know, those kinds of things. If they're vulnerable enough to that. Let them hear your vulnerability, and it might help them a little bit, if that makes any sense. Everything's a journey, and it's not all the time, but there's going to be moments where it's going to tap you, and that's the time to honor it.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does, yeah.
Okay. My love is with you,
and
my
I
dear.
Think Natasha could be some really good help off the air, Kathy. Now, is there anything else you'd like to ask Natasha about right now?
No, that's pretty, that's good.
Okay, right, I know
hope
your bag gets full
feel,
quickly.
I hope you feel a little better with this. Now, would do you need Natasha's phone number?
Yeah, please.
360-770-770-7486.
7486. All right, thank you guys.
AngelicClarifications.com is my website.
AngelicClarifications.com. And remember, you know, ask for help if you need it, because apparently your house is pretty crowded and you got a lot of help. Good help from the other side. Natasha says it's not the bad. It's not any kind of negative stuff. And I can tell you from watching Natasha while you were having this conversation, at times you could see that the love she was, well, see, now I go into that. The love she was feeling coming from the other side to you was overwhelming for her.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
so, you know, it's a lot of good stuff coming your way to help you through this transition and this process.
Sea salt baths, my dear, sea salt baths or something to take care of you.
Okay.
All
righty.
Okay.
Kathy,
thank
God
you.
Bless.
And bless you.
And love to Corey and Cody and then of course we got to get Toby and Luca. Those are the Beagle Boys.
Yeah. And they're feeling it too, my dear.
They are.
Yeah. So that's the thing is that and two, when we get a lot of grief in the house gets heavy. Yeah. And so if I was you, even if you can, go around and clap in your house. Shake up the energy so that you guys don't get stagnant in that low energy. It's okay to be in grief. It's very okay to be in grief. But to stay in the stagnation of that low energy is not healthy.
All right. Okay. Now, I think you'll hear from Kathy off the air.
Yep.
So, okay. Kathy, call me and you know if you need anything. And tell Corey to check in. I'm starting to recover from the World War storm we had last week. Oh, my gosh. I don't even want to really go home and look at my yard. I'm not quite sure what. I've never had this kind of stuff.
Debris
to clean. I've never had to deal with this.
The elements are really being powerful
right now. I might even hire somebody to help me clean it up. I mean, it's that big a deal. So anyway, you guys take care and blessings. And you've got Natasha's number.
Okay. Thank right, you thank for you trusting so us here. Thank you. You.
All right. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Whoa, that's a toughie. Yeah, so what's your pleasure, Nathan? We are we went way over on ads. Do you want to just wait a little bit, put them all together? You want to put them all together, do them now? You want
to
do
well, we do have
else,
a phone
later?
Call to get to.
Do you want to put them all together? We'll do the phone call and then hit all the ads together?
That's what I was thinking.
Hey, good plan. All right, so where are we going now?
Well, first we need to do the ads.
Oh, okay.
But all then right. We'll be heading to Nancy in Seattle. We got a first-time caller coming our way.
Oh, wonderful. So we'll have Nancy hold on, and we're going to take care of advertisers, and then we'll have plenty of time. Oh, and you got to help me remember, we got to get in current events. So anyway.
And the energies that we're going through right now.
Yeah, we haven't done our astrology energy talk. So, all right, we got stuff to do. So stay right where you are, taking care of our advertisers, and then we're coming and going to Seattle and talking to Nancy. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Some people know a good thing when they hear it. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down this week's edition of Animal World. And gosh, we heard from all of our advertisers this hour. Linda Rasmussen, who is our other neuroenergetic balancer. She's a best practitioner, bioenergetic synchronization technique and energy codes. You can hear her here the second Sunday of every month and get free remote treatments. But you can also see her in her office. She works out of the interspace facility at the old Rainier Brewery, or she can work with you remotely. And she continues to offer a free session to any of you that call or text her. And it doesn't count if you've worked with her on the radio before. You can still have a free session. And it is Linda Rasmussen. Her website is verticalenergyworldwide.com, verticalenergyworldwide.com. And if you would like a free session, you can call or text her at 206-841-1992, 206-841-1992. We also heard from Natasha, and we just talked about her, and you know her website is angelicclarifications.com. You can find her in her weekly podcast at 4 o'clock on Wednesdays, Natasha Venter AC on YouTube, and it sounds like every place else you can get podcasts. You will find Natasha there. And Jude Ponton, Whispering Dragon Center in Shoreline, in her home now. Great access, great parking, phenomenal energy, and wonderful to be there in person. But she can also work with you remotely. Check her out at whispering-dragon.com is the website, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give her a call at 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. You do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. Come join our Animal World family of advertisers. And if you're interested, shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And of course, if your dogs need help and they're out of control, well, that's what I do. Aunt Martha to the rescue. I always do a free telephone evaluation, and I specialize in coming in and in one shot, giving it everything you need to understand your dog, the problems, and get things under control. Which is really nice, so you don't have to go to class for the rest of your life to figure out what to do. And if you're interested, I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation. Give me a call, and I'm happy to talk to you or anyone you know that's got problems with their dogs or cats, too. My number is 360-217-7258. All righty, then. That takes care of all of our advertisers, and we're good for the hour on that, right, Nathan?
Yep. All right. Set.
So now what? We heading to Seattle and Nancy. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Thank you so much.
Hello.
I'm thrilled to be live with you all. A friend of mine just texted me about 5-10 minutes ago and said, are you listening to Martha Norwalk? And I said, oh no, this morning I forgot to turn on the radio. She said, get on there. So I'm here.
All right.
So I'm here.
How can we help you today?
Well, I have rehomed this wonderful cat. He's 9. His name is Sam. And
what does Sam look like? What kind of a cat?
Oh, he is a orange and white tabby, rather large. He's around 14 pounds, muscular guy.
And you said that Sam used to be yours and you rehomed him? Is that what you...
No, he was someone else's.
And he rehomed to you. So Sam is yours now.
He is mine.
Okay.
Yes.
And 9 years old, how long have you had Sam?
About a month and a half.
Okay.
Yeah, he's happy.
And what do you know about his background? Anything?
Well, yes, I do know some. He's been with the same family since he was a youngster, about the I think 6 months or so, and old. And they've moved all over. He was born in Hawaii. He moved to New Zealand with that family. Then he moved to Oregon. And then they moved up here to Seattle.
So he's a world traveler, this Sam is.
He is.
So, Natasha already said he's happy. She's tuned in and got that. So what can we help you with Sam today, Nancy?
Well, he bites.
Uh-oh.
And it's not... now his bites are not aggressive. He gave me one very big aggressive bite when I first had him.
Uh-huh.
And since then, his former owner set us up with some sessions with Dr. Nels.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, it has been wonderful. And he has really acclimatized himself to his new home beautifully since then. But he still...
It still bites?
He'll give a little lick, and then he'll...
It's his form of communication. It's how he learned to communicate. And so with that helping him to know another way of communication, that if you're willing to tap into him and find the pattern of when he's starting to do that interaction... And then if you can go, so you're hungry? Okay, so let's go get you food. But can you tell me in another way, like a meow? Can you tell me in a meow? Get into a way of communicating so that he doesn't have to physically bite.
Yeah, and you could also, one thing that I find helpful, like, you know, if he's doing, like you said, a little lick thing, and then sometimes it turns to a nip, when he starts into that, tell him, be gentle with mom.
Yeah.
Be gentle with mom. What do you need? Tell me that. Be gentle. Mm-hmm. And that makes a big difference. Those words specifically really help.
I know with my kitten, I'm doing the same thing because he wants to attack my arm, you know, and I'm like going, no, ow, ow, ow. Be nice.
See, and Natasha has to teach, her little Rocky.
Yeah, because I got a 2.5, 3-month-old.
She's not his litter mate kitten.
Yeah.
He can't treat her like another cat.
Exactly.
So, you know, she's got to play him and do all those things and teach him what to do with that energy and not to let it go on her.
Yeah, so he's just learning, but he's feeling good with you. He's happy for there's a little bit of with he never knew when he was going to move. He's got that stability with you, he feels. If that makes any sense. He didn't mind traveling, but he didn't like traveling. It was awkward for his big body to be in a small place while traveling. And that insecurity of not knowing where he was going to land, literally. And it's not that he had bad parents before or wrong parents before, but there's just this energy of your home is different stability than the home of the other. So it's not wrong or right. It's just that knowing. It's a knowing that they have energetically, you know, what they're coming into. So it's a good transition. Thank you for being a good mom. But it's that retelling them that they communicate in another way.
Yep. So you're saying that this is not an aggressive.
No,
bite.
it's a communication.
And this is not like there's some kind of imbalance or something. That this is just a way he learned to communicate this way. And so
that's what I'm getting.
Nancy's going to have to help him learn to communicate.
Exactly. Now, Nels can help with the transition so that the bites aren't a little bit more anxious, I'm going to call it, or kind of more triggered, you know, that they're so he can help with that. and and help with more than I'm not seeing energetically. I'm looking at the whole picture of the house and all that kind of stuff that, you know, but I can get that, you know, if you working with Nels and then reworking on the language that you two use together, that he doesn't have to use the old language. He can use the new language. And I feel like he's a, he's got pretty balanced, and I know that Nels can do the help. But with you, because you actually can do a pretty good job communicating with him, can't you?
I do. I mean, I do.
I'm getting a tap that you're being very in tuned with him, and I wouldn't call you an animal communicator, but you're a pretty good animal communicator. So, so with that, go with what you're trusting. Trust what you're getting. Flow with that. You may be wrong, but most of the time you'll be right. Okay.
Now, the other thing I'll tell you about Nancy, do you watch Animal Planet?
No, I don't.
So you don't? Do you know about the cat guy, Jackson Galaxy?
I just found him on YouTube.
All right,
this
so
last week
it gives me a chance to cover some other bases. Jackson Galaxy is absolutely the best feline behavior therapist on the planet. He is phenomenal. He is great with you. He's better than me with cats. I learn stuff from Jackson all the time. Now, I would dearly love to be able to connect with him because, but the reason I want to tell you about it is that he does a TV show. It's been non-existent through the pandemic and for quite a while, but the shows are back now and the show is My Cat from Hell. Okay. They're on Animal Planet and there have been running My Cat from Hell marathons on Saturday, you know, late afternoon through the evening. So that's what messed up my evening last night. And I couldn't get anything done because there are new shows of Jackson. And I'm so fascinated with the shows about the cats that I can't get the rest of the stuff done. But so if you go to, you know, go to Animal Planet, you go to their website, you could see if you can watch shows or different clips of the My Cat from Hell, or mark your calendar, or you know, if you've got that you can record the shows or whatever, but start watching Jackson's shows.
Okay.
Because sooner or later, you're going to see one related to this type of behavior. And my gosh, he is so good. And he's got so many resources to be able to research a problem and figure out what's going on and why and all the detective work. It's really phenomenal. The other thing that you could check out is his website, jacksongalaxy.com, because he sells stuff, and flower essences can be very helpful to animals in a non-invasive way to help them adjust to situations or calm or deal with problems. Just recently has come out with a remedy I've been telling people about. It's quiet nights. What's a big problem we have with cats at night? You know, when they get elderly, they start yowling at night and all of that. Well, he's actually got a flower essence for that behavior now. Anyway, if you go to jacksongalaxy.com, it's in his behavioral wellness section. They're flower essences, but he calls them holistic solutions. And I'm not sure which particular remedy might work, but go and look and see the different remedies and see if one pops out to you that or something that might go along with the kind of help you need with Sam. I get really good reports on them, and all of them have tons of reviews, so you can read that and see if there's a similar situation.
You're in this time of reshifting him into your household and out of the household he was in. You'll listen to him differently, not wrong or right, from what they did before. But I feel like you're going to be more available for him, which will be a little bit more helpful so that him in his mindset, that he does not have to do the
travel.
Too, you know, it's kind of like sometimes, you know, in a household, you know, sometimes we have to scream to get somebody to pay attention to us. Well, you know, that's kind of sometimes the way, you know, like when life is busy, sometimes, you know, we have to kind of stand in front of somebody to say, I'm here. right?
So he had to give him a little nip to get
to get them, you know, not wrong or right. It's I'm not blaming or anything.
Yeah, so you could talk to him and imagine in your mind, say, you know, this is, I know your other, the people you lived with, that your family was, they were really busy and distracted, and you had to give them a little nip, but I'm really focused. I'm paying attention. Please be gentle with me and, you know, like with, like Natasha said, give him examples of how he could communicate with you. And see, tell him that things are different because you're paying attention and you will listen. He doesn't need to bite you to get your attention.
Give him a voice. He has an ability to have a voice. So give him a voice. And he's going to be a great animal for you. He's going to be a great companion.
Yeah, he already is. In fact, he comes up to me now and he rubs his cheek on my cheeks.
That's what I mean by he's
up in my face and he's just doing that. And it's like, oh, it's Sammy.
Yep. No, he's happy. He's happy. It's just the logistics of him getting to know a different language. He doesn't need to do the old language with you. You know, so it's just finding the home in your home.
Now, what about you're already working with Dr. Nels, so he's getting treatments, getting adjusted, so he's tuned up, and his nervous system is good.
Dr. Nels has done three sessions with him.
Excellent. So it sounds like you're doing everything you can do. Nels and Linda are here the second Sunday of every month, so you can call in for free treatments with Dr. Nels, and you can get a treatment yourself with Linda. So that'd be the second Sunday of February.
To set yourself up for success.
And then, so work with this stuff this month. And then Natasha will be back here again the third Sunday of February. Why don't you give us a call back then, Nancy, and let us know how you and Sam are doing.
Okay, I'll do that.
And when he's in that mode of separation from you, you know, that biting moment or that when he's kind of, I want to say, kind of getting in a little bit of a fit. The way to do this might be is to say the words like, I'm in alignment with you. I'm aligning my energies with you. We are coming more into wholesomeness together. Our journey is now at home together. You know, going into that mode can help him not feel so separated from you, which he does. Okay. He's not feeling separated. Sure. You know, he's taking you on as an owner. But at the same time, though, there's moments where he kind of goes into old patterns, and that's the time to do that, if that makes any sense.
Absolutely.
And also, have you got good interactive toys to play with him?
Yes. We're becoming, he's becoming more playful.
A good bird to get him to chase, or Jackson's got a great bird-like toy. It's a retractable bird on feather that he uses, and you can get that off his website. But you can also, I picked one up at Bridges. They, you know, so that he sells those in the stores now. You can get Jackson stuff in some places. But that's a big important thing to, because they have energy they need to let go of. So they got to have consistent interactive play.
And he's just finally really responding to those things from me. It took him a month, I think, and it would go by him and he was like, he wouldn't even watch it. But now he's starting to do it, and now he will actually run from one end of the apartment back.
Well, he's home. He's
very
home.
Very good.
It took him a moment to get home, but he's
alrighty.
Home.
Okay. Yeah. Gosh, Nancy.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks for calling Animal World, and call us again next month, okay?
Love it. I will.
All right.
Thank you.
God bless. Bye-bye. Woohoo. Alrighty. Well, that's a great call to end on.
Yeah.
And a nice positive.
I'm grateful
happy
to those
Sammy
that reached
in his
out.
New house.
Thank you.
Yeah. And we can forego the music. Let me just take a quick look at current events here to make sure there isn't something real important we need to talk about. Well, I just told you about Linda's free sessions. You know about Natasha's podcast on Wednesdays. Oh, let's see. Okay, so Homeward Pet Adoption Center has got more events coming up. And They will have their kitten shower on April 6th at Homeward Pet Adoption Center. It's a free event, and you're encouraged to bring donations of food, litter, kitten toys, and cash. April 6th. And then their fur ball dinner and auction will be May 4th. Tickets go on sale next month. Tuxes and Tails for the Seattle Humane. They will be at a new venue, the Fremont Studios, this year. And Saturday, May 18th, is when Tuxes and Tails will be. And I think that probably does it for, yep, what's on current events. So we're good there. And next week, of course, will be an encore show. It'll be our last healing show with Dr. Nels and Linda. So you can tune in for that. And then the first Sunday of February, we'll be with you again with Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and Anything That Helps Our Animal Friends Sunday. So we don't have a lot of time left.
Yeah, but real quick, I want people to know that the energies we're going into
now. Because Mercury's out of retrograde, right?
Yeah, but we're going into Pluto into Aquarius. There's a lot of other stuff going on. But right now,
so it doesn't stop, huh?
It's really time to set yourself up for success. This is the time when what we think really makes a difference. We've been set up since 2000 for this journey. 2000 and the years of 2000, all these years, the last, what is it, 20 years?
23
years. We've been set up for this moment to walk into our new knowings of spirituality, who we are as humans, how we are going to negotiate it. So the more that you can be grounded in your knowings, grounded in who you are, and not necessarily dealing with the distractions around you, you'll be more able to negotiate it. As my kid had said to me the other day, look at the chaos from a distance. Mm. You know, that discombobulation from a distance. And I know that if we feel discombobulated, it's time to get that, whatever you can do to find groundedness. If that means salt baths, if that means just sitting and breathing for a minute, if that means that you pull over in the car and you just sit there for a minute and negotiate what you know. Find your groundingness and not necessarily get distracted by the world around you. You'll get through it.
All right. Sounds good.
Great time to manifest right now. Great time to manifest.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good to know. I think the last time, last month, I asked you about the weather, and you said, well, it might be a big snow event in February, but I'm hoping maybe did it come early and we
yeah,
had
it came
it
early. I'm okay. Getting that it came more early.
Okay, so
we have a little one going through, but
so you're not, are you seeing another major thing like this in February?
Somebody's playing with the weather.
Oh, well, tell them to stop.
I know.
Knock it off, whoever you are. Okay. All righty, so next week, encore, Linda Rasmussen, Nels Rasmussen. And you know, if you listen, when she works on a human, follow along her instructions related to you, and you can get a surrogate healing. So it's really great to listen to. And then February 4th, Shelter Rescue Sanctuary, and Anything Helps Our Animal Friends Sunday. And I guess we don't get to go to the Philippines till February sometime. When do you leave?
It'll be the Monday after the show with Nels and Linda next month.
So like the third week of the month.
So you won't be there when I'm here.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So yeah, so we'll be, David will be taking care of the show that we do. All right. So we're going to have to bother him about this now. Because now, you know, I knew all along, I knew that there was he was in a relationship with
Natasha
somebody or something.
Natasha will tune in and let us know what's happening.
Yeah, yeah. So if you
no,
don't fess up,
I don't
Nathan.
Have his permission. I don't have his permission, so I don't tap in
yeah,
unless I have permission.
Come on, Nathan.
All right, you guys. Anyway, thank you, Nathan. Thank you, Natasha, for coming all the way down, and have a great rest of your day. Stacy, welcome back, and thank you, and Happy New Year to all of us. And I'm glad that we're back
year.
In studio. And as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And we'll talk to you again next week.